So welcome everyone to our service, the 15th of January. I'm here with Jean, who's helping me this morning, and Nonny the dog. She's got my dog on her lap this morning. Just put her down if she's annoying, Jean.
She's all right.
Okay, so let's begin by settling our hearts and preparing to worship. O Lord, open our lips. And our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your light springs up for the righteous. And all the peoples have seen your glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God, King of the nations. To you be praise and glory forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. As the sun of righteousness dawns in our hearts, anoint our lips with the seal of your spirit, that we may witness to your gospel and sing your praise in all the earth. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. A song of joy. O be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us. And we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is gracious, his steadfast love is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Glory to the Father and to the Son. And to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
The psalm today is Psalm 40, verses 1 to 11. Thanksgiving for deliverance and prayer for help. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be counted. Sacrifice and offerings you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, here I am. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of the deliverance in the great congregation. See, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your saving help within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. Do not, O Lord, withhold your mercy from me. Let your steadfast love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Above you, the Holy One arises, and above you, God's glory appears. Arise, shine out, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising up on you. Through night, though night shall still cover the earth and darkness the peoples, above you the Holy One arises, and above you God's glory appears. The nations will come to your light, and the kings to your dawning brightness. Your gates will lie open continually, shut neither by day nor by night. The sound of violence shall be heard no longer in your land, or ruin and devastation within your borders. You will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. No more will the sun give you daylight, nor moonlight shine upon you, but the Lord will be your everlasting light. Your God will be your splendor. For you shall be called the city of God, the dwelling of the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Above you, the Holy One arises, and above you, God's glory appears.
The second reading is taken from John, chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 29. The Lamb of God. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel.' And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher. "Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who was looking at him, and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So when John the Baptist sees Jesus coming towards him, he introduces him by declaring, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus, who takes away the weight of sin, every action, every evil intention, every word of hate, Jesus takes it away. And this was news to the people of that time, because back in those times, every morning and every evening, a lamb was sacrificed in the temple for the sins of the people. Isaiah 53, verse 7, prophesied that the Messiah, God's servant, would be led like a lamb to the slaughter to pay a penalty for sin. A life had to be given, and God chose to provide that sacrifice himself. The sins of the world were removed when Jesus died as the perfect sacrifice. This way, our sins are forgiven. The sin of the world means everyone's sin has been paid for by his death, once and for all. Now, John, he pointed to Jesus. He even pointed his own followers to Jesus and encouraged them to follow him. John realized that Jesus was the chosen one, come to baptize with the Holy Spirit. So when they started following Jesus, Jesus turned to them and said, "What are you looking for?" I wonder what they thought of that question. What are we looking for? Maybe they were not sure what they were looking for. There was that song, as some of you may or may not know it, "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For" by U2. I'm showing the age now, but Bono sang that song, "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For." They must have felt on the spot a bit and replied to Jesus, "Teacher, where are you staying?" They must have panicked. They must have liked what they saw, and they must have wanted to be with him. So Jesus said, "Come and see." And they ended up following him. And in fact, following him in a lifelong journey, being with him, sharing his life, sharing his mission, taking his choices and as models for their own. Jesus spoke to the human heart. He spoke with divine grace and compassion rather than pleasing others. I wonder, how long have you been a Christian? And can you remember how it felt when you received the Holy Spirit? And can you remember what a difference it has made to your everyday life? Now, Jesus invites two people to come and see more about him for themselves. They realize that Jesus is the Messiah. Andrew goes and brings his brother Simon Peter to see Jesus as well. And this story contains the same pattern of come, see, experience, and repeat. What do you see and know about Jesus that you would like to tell other people, I wonder? Maybe you'll find an opportunity this week to share your faith and what it means to be Christian with someone else. When we meet with Jesus in gathered worship, we are representing not only ourselves, but communities and the world in which we are part. Many church traditions ascribe to a doctrine of the priesthood of all, believing and suggesting that we all have a role, a priestly role in acknowledging and seeking forgiveness for the sins of the world and sharing that knowledge of who Jesus is. You know, when you are content to do what God wants you to do and let Jesus be honored for it, God will do things through you, and often. John the Baptist, he was a pointer, wasn't he? He pointed people to Jesus. And today, people are looking for someone to give them security in a far from secure world. Our job as Christians is to point them to Jesus and show them that Jesus is the one whom they are looking for. The more time we spend getting to know Jesus, the more we understand and appreciate who he is. A deep appreciation comes for him from living by faith. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he baptizes with the Spirit. Baptism with water is the washing away of sin and death of the old self. And baptism with the Spirit is the power of God's love and the life poured into our lives. John the Baptist saw a vision of the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus like a dove in the passage. That Holy Spirit is passed to us through him so that we become like him because of him. So be it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we now come to our intercessions. O Lord, our God, as we bring our prayers for our world and others to you now, we are aware of our need to help more and to do more. We come to you, trusting in your power and your love. We pray for all those who are struggling with decisions as to whether to strike or work, seek more pay or better conditions. For union leaders, those on the front line, politicians and all involved in deciding what is right and affordable, just and fair. Lord, our God, hear our prayer. For countries, deep poverty and war, where there is no extra support, no pay, no good conditions. For an end to the political unrest around the world, where stable living lives are being unsteadily and futures being made more uncertain, where political unrest seems to be escalating, Iran, Brazil, and Ukraine. Please help them, Father. For those in our own government seeking to resolve the Northern Ireland Protocol, help all to come and see the needs and the way forward. Lord, our God, hear our prayer. For those areas in the world where storms and floods and fires are causing difficulties, may those who are seeking resolutions for the climate come together, listen to each other, and move towards sustainable action. Lord, our God, hear our prayer. For the frightened and the fearful and the voiceless in societies, give them good news to tell, stories and courage. Give them the roots and a firm path ahead to a secure future. For the ill and the suffering whose pain overwhelms them, physical or mental, bring them your comfort, your love, your word of truth, your light in dark days. We name those we know who need your healing. We think of Jacques, Brenda, Olivia, Cynthia, Jackie, Mary, Henrietta, Tony, Donald, Diana, Roman, Ruth, Mike, Bob, Keith, Janice, and Q. And we now think of those who have lost their dearest loved ones. We lift before you the families of those who we know who have died. Nancy Eyre, Michelle Goldsworthy, Irene Dorothy Lancels. Lord, our God, hear our prayer. We also think at this time, we pray for the little girl involved in the shooting in London and also the others who suffered or suffering from the shooting. Bless them and heal them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
For those we know personally who need our prayers and your love, may we tell them of your love, your promises, and life eternal. All our prayers we offer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
And the collect of the day. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace. And in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We now join together with the Lord's Prayer. Believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
May Christ, who sends us to the nations, give us the power of his Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Great, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that next Sunday is the group Sunday at Studley. And the following Sunday, the fifth Sunday, is at Rackenford on the 29th of January. And we've got a special speaker. And he's brilliant. I can't tell you how brilliant he is. He's called Andy Flanagan. He's the Executive Director for Christians in Politics. He's a singer and songwriter. And he's just a very inspiring speaker. So if you're able to go to that, it's at Rackenford 10:45 on the 29th of January.